I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Palestinian medics say at least 7 people were killed and more than a dozen wounded by Israeli activity today in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said it attacked a group of terrorists who were preparing to fire rockets toward Israel and launched airstrikes at a series of other targets today and overnight. The past 24 hours has seen the most extensive Israeli attacks in the Palestinian territory in recent months. These were yet another sign of an escalation in violence between Israel and the Islamist group Hamas, which controls Gaza. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
People injured in last night's airstrikes are being wheeled into a Gaza hospital. Among the wounded are Hamas security men and Palestinian civilians, including 7 children, according to Reuters. Palestinian witnesses said the bombs fell on Hamas training camps, along with a cement factory and workshop. The Israeli military said it also destroyed 2 tunnels intended to be used by Palestinian militants to sneak into Israel and carry out terrorist attacks. A statement said the Israeli airstrikes came in response to more than 50 rockets and mortars fired from Gaza at the Israeli home front in recent days.
This is the apartment. This is a special bomb shelters.
Dorit Dorom lives in a kibbutz near Israel's border with Gaza. On Saturday morning, she was sitting at her computer when she heard a loud boom.
I don't know why. The first thought that came into my mind was, what happened to the old ladies living next door? She's alone.
Dorom says she got up and went to check on her neighbor, who was shaking with fear.
So I took her, we ran to her bomb shelter, and we succeeded there, sitting on a double bed. I'm holding her hand, and then, bam! The second explosion.
That blast, it turned out, was a mortar shell that landed directly on Dorom's house. It slammed into the side of her bomb-proof room, where she had been sitting about 2 minutes before. Dorom says everyone keeps telling her it's a miracle she's alive. She dismisses the idea, but standing outside surveying the damage to her home, she says there is a lesson here for the rest of the world.
I want everyone to understand. It's not that we shoot at them all the time. It's both ways. They get hurt, we get hurt. There is no solution other than peace.
But things have been moving in precisely the opposite direction. Israel recently intercepted a ship full of weapons that it said were from Iran, headed for militants in Gaza. At the same time, the barrage of mortars from Gaza launched toward southern Israel over the weekend marked an escalation as well. In a rare move, Hamas said its militants took part in the attack. Muhaymer Abu Sada is a political scientist at Al-Azhar University in Gaza. One thing going on here, he says, is that Hamas feels challenged by Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, who's also known as Abu Mazen, recently called for a truce. He wants a meeting in Gaza to end the Hamas-Fatah split that has kept the 2 Palestinian territories divided since 2007. But Abu Sada says Hamas sees such a visit as a threat.
Hamas would like to keep its control and grip over the Gaza Strip, and that's why they are trying to sabotage Abu Mazen's visit to Gaza by launching these missiles and mortar shells against Israel.
Abu Sada says Hamas is taking a big risk by stepping up rocket attacks. If one or more projectiles ends up killing Israeli civilians or hitting an industrial facility, the Israeli government could respond with another major offensive against Gaza. Many Israelis also believe it's only a matter of time. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.